Now we're going to share a journey of sacred music, reflection, and ritual. Sometimes we might do a ritual where we give you a seed and ask you to reflect on what you are planting in your life. Today we're meeting on Zoom, so we can't actually hand you a physical seed to plant, to hold, nor a little Dixie cup of earth from our communal altar, but we invite you now to hold an imaginary seed in your hand. Or if you can, just go get a piece of paper right now and draw a seed on it. You can add some words and images to go with your seed. Imagine, draw, or just sing with us. It's the dark of midwinter, so let us imagine that our seed is sleeping still beneath the earth, in the womb of the earth. It's not yet time for it to emerge, but it is there. What good seed is hidden in your heart right now? What are you hoping will emerge in the spring? Maybe it is a seed of patience or a seed of courage. Maybe it is the seed of action of justice. Maybe it is the seed of a new way of living. Sing along, please. And this also is written as a round. Come, come the night on. It is a time of growing. It is a time of changing. Come, come the night on. Come, come the night on. It is a time of growing. It is a time of changing. Come, come the night on. Come, come the night on. It is a time of growing. It is a time of changing. Come, come the night on. Today, we're celebrating the longest night, the sacred dark. So let's shift our focus from the seed to the soil to the earth that surrounds the seed, the dark earth. Imagine the seed held in the earth, surrounded by love. What are the qualities of this earth? What does it feel like to you? Let your spirit explore the black earth. Does it provide nourishment, rest, comfort? Is it challenging, restrictive, tightening, frightening? Does it provide connection to a network of roots and earthworms, microbiomes, ancestors, things which are hidden or hard to see, things which are full of strength and wisdom? What does the dark earth offer to you? What does the dark earth need from you? What change can you make in your life to bring honor and support to the dark? Think now of one thing you can do, one step you can take to strengthen the black earth, to bring greater balance to light and dark, to your life, to your soul, or to your society. Commit to yourself to take that step.